Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn joins us on today's program to discuss ongoing programs this winter at the Pella Community Center and Aquatic Center.
Well, Jeanette, with this really cold winter we've had, we're thinking a lot about summer and spring and all the different activities that are going on in our community. And Pella Community Services, of course, there's a lot going on right now in preparation for that busy time of the year. We'll start with something that hasn't opened up for a while, and that is a community garden that's up at Kiwanis Park. And for years, you just told me that there's a long waiting list sometimes to get in there, but now there's opportunities for the public to contribute to that. First of all, how does that community garden work, and what is the process of someone wants to get involved?
All right. So as you mentioned, the community gardens are at Kiwanis Park. They're just to the west of the tennis court, so they're kind of tucked back in a corner. This year, we do have five plots that are open for the 2019 growing season. And what that consists of, it's an approximate 6-foot by 20-foot plot. And through the rental process, the gardeners are responsible to plant, cultivate, water, and maintain and weed those plots. The city does provide fencing around the outside to hopefully keep the critters out. And then we also do have on-site water available as well.
And what is the kind of plants you're looking for in that community garden? Is it flowers? Is it vegetables? What are the kinds of things you're hoping someone may want to step up and plant in those gardens?
Basically, we see a lot of vegetables planted in those plots as well. That's kind of their main purpose. We do have folks that do plant some kind of flowers in there. We have an online application form or rental agreement form where you can see some of the requirements for it. We do have some requirements that all of your plants, regardless of what it is, have to kind of stay in your own area. It can't creep into neighboring beds and that type of thing. But basically, it's meant for vegetable gardening.
And as we continue to think about warmer weather and warmer days, the Aquatic Center has a lot going on in preparation of that. We'll start with an area that's a pretty critical need for your pool, and that is lifeguards, especially during the summer when you have hundreds of kiddos there during the day. You need to make sure that they're staying safe. And you have some opportunities coming up later this month to get ready for that.
Right. So we are currently hiring for lifeguards for the 2019 season. We run several lifeguarding classes throughout the spring months. Our first one is coming up in February. The requirements for a lifeguard is that you do need to be at least 15 years of age or older. And then, of course, you have to successfully complete our lifeguarding class.
This is open to an open opportunity for anyone who can swim, who can complete the course, and who wants to be able to help and maybe make a few dollars during the summer.
Right, exactly. We don't have any age requirements other than you need to be at least 15 years of age. The nice thing about working at the pool in the summer is it is very flexible, so we can work around other part-time jobs or family vacations, that type of thing. So it is a flexible, it's a great first-time job for young individuals in our community. If you're not into lifeguarding, we are also hiring for concession workers and also administration workers as well that take money at the entrance and that type of thing. So we kind of have something for everyone.
And again, we keep talking about warmer weather. Now, one of the things with the Aquatic Center is people, if they want to be set for the whole summer, they have an opportunity until the end of February to take advantage of some discounts.
Right. We offer an early bird discount on our summer passes, and that's available through February 28th. And that is a 5% discount on the summer passes, and that special pricing is available for Pella residents.
And in the meantime, there are some art center activities that are going on here in the community center. So people looking to get out of their house and enjoy some warm indoor activities, there are plenty of art classes and different age groups that can participate in some of these classes.
Right. So we do have four different classes coming up in February. And all the information on our lifeguarding and our art classes is available in program guides on our website that has information about all of the art classes, the early bird passes for the pool, and all of our hires as well. As far as in February, some of our art classes that we have coming up is on February 15th, we have a giant painted wooden tulip, and that's for any ages 8 and up. So great parent-child activity for that date. We have a couple Valentine's-related couples-type paintings as well. So I would just encourage everyone to take a look and stay local for these art classes.
Once again, that was Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.